podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
You are watching and listening to Chris and Lester Till I Die TV on YouTube
and your favorite podcasts.
Till I Die TV, your first choice for everything Leicester City. Tune in and join in now.
And now, here's your host.
All right, Chris. All right, how the devil are we all? I hope we are all well. Good morning. What the hell is this time of day? You can tell I've not worked for a while, can't you? Thank you, COVID. It's a bit early. It's a bit early, I'm not going to lie. But we have the fixtures for next season coming out. We are about 30 minutes away from them being announced. And, a few chats before then. Who do you want on the opening day? Fancy Nottingham Forest at home? Personally, for me, and I'm going to be totally and utterly selfish here, sorry guys, I want Bournemouth away on the opening day. And so should you, because it's a nice holiday resort and it's during the summer if it's in August. For me, obviously, it's 5 minutes down the road, so I can have a nice start to the season with an away game that feels very much like a home game. So we will wait and see who we've got coming up. What are your memories? I say, who do you want? And what are your memories of the opening day? I can remember the opening day of a certain 2015-16 season. And I think we had Sunderland at home. I'd just given up my season ticket the season before. Typical, because I didn't fancy doing all the driving when we kept losing. And I think it was 4-2 we beat Sunderland. Who knew what was coming that season? On that day, Claudio Ranieri's first game in charge. It was at home. You just didn't know what was going to be coming that season. You could not have dreamed what was coming that season. But boy, did we have a good season. We certainly did. We've got a hello here. Terry, good morning, sir. How the devil are you? Oh, that'd be... Terry would appreciate that. Thank you very much, sir. If you can give us a like, that would be great. And subscribe, follow, and do all of that. They're all down that side there. All our socials. We're on Twitch now, which I always thought was something you could get a cream for. But apparently, for the youngsters, it's one of the new platforms. So you can find us on Twitch as well now. Give us a subscribe. Like I say, yes, Until I Die TV. If you are watching, thank you very much if you are watching. So, a couple of things. Let's have a look at what's going to happen. It's obviously going to be a different season next season. We know that. We've got a World Cup, which... if we're honest, should it still be going ahead? I mean, they had plenty of time once they decided it was corruptly won. They had plenty of time to change it, but we've got it now. It's too late. We can't do anything with it. And why am I watching David Beckham? 1998-99, opening weekend, David Beckham scoring a free kick against Leicester City. That is not what I want to be watching on the telly now. You may remember, I think that followed the 1988 World Cup when Beckham got sent off, if you remember, against Argentina. And Leicester fans were booing And we were, I think we were winning that game up until that point. And then Beckham came up, as Beckham does, and got an equaliser. Oh, well, that set me up for a lovely day. But anyway, like I say, next season we've got a bit of a World Cup to play in the middle of it. It will look a little bit different. So here's the main points for next season. There will be a 6-week break from November the 13th until Boxing Day for the World Cup. So it's 6 weeks break from Boxing Day, up to Boxing Day from November the 13th. Premier season ends on May the 28th, a week later than this year. The FA Cup final, nice one, is back to being after the end of the season, which I think it always should be. The Champions League final, I know this doesn't affect Leicester fans, but that's on the 10th of June. One day, maybe one day. And clubs face playing up to 40 games after Boxing Day. 40 games after Boxing Day. Well, at least that will give Klopp and Guardiola something to moan about, won't it? Although it shouldn't really, because 5 subs next season. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, I was happy with 4, 3, whatever it was. 5, we've got a big enough squad to accommodate 5. And it does mean you can cover, you know, I mean, last season, and let's hope we don't have another season like that with subs on the bench, we had 2 goalkeepers. I mean, we got rid of Jokovic now, so we can't put him on the bench. But we have got 5 substitutes. And, of course, the transfer window in which we are in, although you wouldn't know it, looking at what Leicester are doing, until the 1st of September. And actually, I'm not too worried about the transfer window. I mean, a lot of it obviously hangs on Youri Tielemans. Hopefully now he's going to make a decision because he's had the European games are finished for Belgium. He might be having a bit of a holiday. So in a couple of weeks, he may have made his decision. Let's hope so. We can move on. If we have got to wait for that, for him to... before we do any selling, that is a bit worrying. We can't buy until we've sold. We know we've got to do that. But, you know, make your mind up, Youri. Making your mind up. You got to speed it up. Book Fizz. Yeah, that's all right. My credibility out the window. They've been leaked, haven't they, apparently, as they always are. They always are leaked. And apparently, on the 6th of August, we are at home to Leeds. That's the first game of the season, 6th of August. On the leaked ones, we are at home to Leeds. And our first away game, apparently, is Arsenal. Now, I'm not going to bother too much with the actual dates because, guys, you know what it's like. Those dates will actually change. But what it does give us an idea of when we will be playing it. And anybody now that books a hotel to go and stay in, we've got Bournemouth on this day. I booked a hotel. Yeah, don't do that too far in advance. You know what it's like with Sky, BT, Amazon. Christmas is going to be a good one. I haven't got who it's down. I put in the promo for this Man City and Liverpool again over Christmas. What do you reckon? They seem to be our 2 favourite clubs, don't they? And guys, let me know what you think of the new layout as well, by the way. New layout for a new season. Just trying a few different things. You can tell I've been bored, can't you? So, there we go. 5 subs, and it all starts on the 6th of August, although it'll probably be a Friday night game. Friday night. Do you remember last season's Friday night game that opened the season? Arsenal losing to Brentford. Wow. I remember that. Good afternoon, good morning. How the devil are we doing, sir? I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce your name because I am absolutely useless with any name that isn't English. And those that watch this show regularly will know I'm not exactly even brilliant at English names. Daniel, what are you doing up at this time, Daniel? Good morning. How are you? It's 9 o'clock. They are out at 9 o'clock. We are 5 minutes off finding out who we are playing. I know, unfortunately, Dan, great friend. And if you've got a spare 2 or 3 minutes, please get over to Turf Moorhouse TV. on YouTube and give Daniel a sub. He works really, really hard on his channel and he deserves more subs than he has got. So, yeah, if you haven't subbed to mine, Vedant, if that's how you pronounce it, please do sub. It all helps the channel. Smash the likes as well, because that does help the channel. But if you've got nothing to do, Dan, and he won't just be doing Burnley. He does a lot of general championship football generally, and he's on my show a lot. You know him. Dan, the Burnley man, the Ginger Minger, whatever you want to call him. Just spend 2 minutes, get over there and give him a sub. Brentford home first up, says Facebook user. Not sure who you are, but he's going to think he's going to be Brentford first up. I don't think there's any easy games anymore, isn't there? Vendon, 125. That would be in the afternoon. I'm just trying to think then. 1:25 in the afternoon in Mumbai. Thank you so much for tuning in all the way from Mumbai. How the devil are you? I hope you are well, sir, and you are fine over there in India. How's COVID going on in India? It obviously had got bad, as it had everywhere, obviously, but we don't hear it anymore now. It has been wiped off the front pages of the news. Rennie. Hi, I am well, and how the devil are you? Welcome along. And Dan says, cheers, my friend. Anytime, Dan, you know that. Anything I can do to help. He's going with Chelsea away to start. I presume you mean for Leicester, not for Burnley. every time I say those things, I feel really guilty because Burnley are down in the championship. Daniel, hello, young man. How the devil are you, sir? I hope you are well. Forest at home. I think most people would want, Leicester fans are going to want Forest at home. Whether we want them up or whether we don't, and I didn't. I know we're going to have local derbies, but I didn't want them up. And as soon as them stayed down there where they belong. Forest at home would be a great start to the season. And I reckon if it is, then it'll be a Friday night game. Rene is good. Well done. Glad to hear it. Dan says, Kate said Arsenal away. Kate said, confirmed that she said Arsenal away. And they're confusing me. We are about 3 minutes off them being announced. 2 minutes off them being announced, in fact. It is getting tight. It is getting tight as the proverbial, as they say. I still want Bournemouth away. I'm not going to lie. I still want Bournemouth away. Pure selfish needs. Want to know where you can follow us? Well, like I say, they are all listed down there on that side there. I should have put them on the other side, shouldn't I? It would have been easier. They are all down that side. But if you want to know where you can find us, this is where.
Watch us on YouTube. Listen on your favourite podcast platform. Or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Subscribe, like, follow and join in now.
Broadcasting live worldwide.
Rennie says, I hope East Midlands Derby on the 14th of February. St Valentine's Day Massacre? what's happening to the new kits? That's what I want to know. Kate is off. I can smell you from here, Kate. Thanks for popping on. Right, I'm off. Going to climb a peak. Hope you have a good lineup, Chris. Have a fab day. Yeah, you as well, Kate. Don't break anything. Are you taking Dan going up a peak with you? I think I know the answer to that one. Jeff! Hello from the Philippines. We've got India in. We've now got the Philippines in. Looking forward to this stream. Thank you very much. Villa away for me. Not Forest, Jeff, with your family connections. Turf Moor says she means my belly. Should I? I'm not, no. It's too early in the morning. It's a stream. Just turned in here for a change from normal United live streams. Are you a United fan? Do still sub, because we do a lot of non-Leicester City and general Premier League. In fact, we've got one coming up tomorrow night that is all about the big six, if you're a Man United fan. Got to be joking, Daniel and the peak. Maybe, but maybe not his belly. Okay. She says, toodaloo. By God, not heard that for ages. Have a good one, Kate. Take care. Stay safe. Man United, well, give us a follow anyway. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock on this channel, we are doing a big six. Right, we are. Literally, it is 9 o'clock. Morning, Scott. How are you? Hope you are well. Here we go. Here we go, go. Wake me up before you go, go. Opening weekend. We've got Brentford. We are at home to Brentford. Wow. So let's have a look. Palace have got Arsenal. Bournemouth have got at home to Villa. Everton at home to Chelsea. Fulham host Liverpool. Leeds host Wolves. Leicester, Brentford. Newcastle are hosting Nottingham Forest. Tough one for them. Tottenham, Southampton. Man United, Brighton. And West Ham, Man City. And I'm just reading those. I read those very quickly because the screen on Sky Sports is just moving around very quickly. Pack it in, Morehouse, else I'll lock you up. Yeah, lock him in. He's not going to go anywhere, is he? Jeff, I'd like Forest in October when we win the UK. Of course. That would not be bad. Let us know when you're coming over. Dan, I hope you need to take your shirt off today. I'm worried about you, Rennie. I really am. We have got Arsenal second game of the season. We've got Arsenal, the second game of the season. I know. I am wondering, Kate. I am wondering. Yes, a week today is the championship result. So let's have a look at these in a little bit more detail. Let's see what we've got coming up here then. I don't want the Scottish Premier results. Come on, Sky. Get them up on your website, for God's sake. Let's have a look. Boxing Day is going to be huge. I would love to know who we've got on Boxing Day, because it's the first game back after the World Cup, so that will be interesting. So the fixtures are out. Let's have a look who we have got. So this is Leicester City's order. So here we go. I haven't got time to type them all out, so get a pen and paper, write them down. We kick off home to Brentford. I mean, I'm not going to say the dates because, like I say, they will be changing for TV. Second game, there's five games in August, so we kick off, like I say, the first match is on Brentford. We are at home. Arsenal away for the second match. Southampton at home for the third match. Chelsea away for the fourth match. Manchester United at home for the last match in August. So this is August. Brentford home, Arsenal away, Southampton home, Chelsea away, Manchester United at home. I mean, the Mercury have come out and said it's a tough start. But no, there should be a game on Boxing Day. That is the first day back, Rene, after the... Well, we'll have a look at that, Scott, who we get on Boxing Day. But there should be a game Boxing Day. Mercury have said it's a tough start. We've got Arsenal, Chelsea and Man United in there. But should it be a tough start? Because really, if we have ambitions, we are, as we'll discuss tomorrow night, one of those bigger clubs now, so we shouldn't be too worried. September, three games, because there's an international break, isn't there? We have got Brighton away, Villa home, and Tottenham away. And in October, are you listening? Are you listening here, Jeff? 1st of October, provisionally, we are home to Nottingham Forest. Let's hope that is true. Home to Nottingham Forest on the first one in October. And then away to Bournemouth. Well, I'll get that in my diary. 8th of October, we're away to Bournemouth. Home to Palace, home to Leeds, away to Wolverhampton, home to Manchester City. Going into November, only two games. Remember that we break for Christmas. Oh, no, we don't. We break for the World Cup. But on the 5th of November, we are away to Everton. And on the 12th of November, we are away to West Ham United. December, 26th of December, Rennie. We are at home to Newcastle. Told you there was a game then. We are at home to Newcastle. And 31st of December. Oh, come on. I called this at the start. Over Christmas, we would have this team. Liverpool away on New Year's Eve. Liverpool at Christmas. Who knew, guys? Who knew? And it's just coming up on the screen now if you have got Sky Sports open as well. Leicester are at home to Newcastle. To Liverpool, sorry. We're at home to Newcastle on Boxing Day. So at least we've got a home game Boxing Day and away to Liverpool New Year's Eve. January, we start the new year off home to Fulham. And then we're away to Nottingham Forest on the 14th of January. And we're at home to Brighton on the 21st of January. February, we've got Villa away, Tottenham home, Manchester United away, Arsenal home. March, Southampton away, Chelsea home, Brentford away. April, Crystal Palace away, Bournemouth home, Manchester City away, Wolverhampton home, Leeds United away, Everton at home. My God, six games in April. That is going to be a busy one. That is going to be a busy boxing, a busy April. And then in May, Fulham away, Liverpool home, Newcastle away. As Dan said earlier, we finish at home. We're at home on the last day and we are playing West Ham United. Jake, we're coming for you. Yes. You can win three of the first five. Revenge Day on the 1st of October. Leeds versus Manchester City and Man United Forest on Boxing Day. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let me just see if Sky updated their page yet. Let's have a look. They're now giving me the Scottish Premiership, which I don't want. Sky, you are useless. Sports, football. Okay, let me go on to a different page. There we go. And the open... August the 5th, Friday night football. It's the first game... It's going to be on telly. The first televised game of the season is, drum roll please, Arsenal away at Crystal Palace. So it's the London derby that's going to kick us off. So let me just, I'll go through those again for you. I'm going to see if I can get them up on the screen here. So just bear with me 2 seconds while I just lift everything up here. Fixture list released. Here we go. Here we go. Oi. Right. Let me share my screen. Which game, Rennie? So let's do this here. So, here we go. These are our first five games, everybody. So, just to confirm, our first five games, we kick off at home to Brentford, and we will not be playing against Christian Eriksen. Whether he will be at Man United or not is another matter, but he is not staying at Brentford. I don't think he's going to come to Leicester. I would have loved him, but you know what? I think he wants European football, so... Brentford is our first game. Our second game, as you can see there, is Arsenal away on the 13th. As I forget the dates because they will change. Southampton at home, Chelsea away, Man United at home, Brighton away. 6 points, somebody said, I think we can get. Well, I would maybe hope for 3 points against Brentford. Three against Southampton and three against Brighton. So I reckon we could get 9 points there. I don't think we'll get anything against Arsenal, purely because we just never do, to be honest with you. Chelsea will be difficult, but I think we might get a point off Man United. So for me, from those first five games, I think we could get 10 points. Does anybody agree with me? It's not on. I don't think it is on TV. They've not announced it yet. But it, you know, I think that that will be decided over the coming weeks. I think. No, it doesn't say whether that's on telly or not. So yeah, I'm going for 10 points. What do you guys think? Dan, think we just got here. I think you're just playing a naughty boy here, Scott. I think we played Burnley some friendlies in November, December, just so you feel like you're back in the Premier League. What? Oh, Scott, you naughty, naughty boy. At least he's got a sense of humour. Vaden says, it's a strange feeling to be a United fan nowadays. We don't know what to expect from our team. On paper, United looks great. We don't know how can they fall on terribly in games. But to be honest with you, you have had an awful season. Let's be honest with you. Not ones that fans would have wanted. And I think you find, in fact, it's the owners that, I mean, how they've messed about with the manager, it's awful. You've got some very, very good players. Unfortunately, they play well individually. You need a manager that can get them to play as a team. That may well be Ten Hag. Hopefully it is for you. But I think it will take him a while to settle in, which is why I think we might get a point from you in that first month. Scott says, can't see us getting anything out of Arsenal. Oh, exactly. That's what I said. I don't only because historically we don't. But the others should be 10. Yeah, 10 points. Exactly what I said, Scott. Yeah, that's the first time we've agreed for a long time. And Rennie agrees. Oh, he agrees with me, but then just says 5 points from those games. Wow. I'd be disappointed if we only got 5 points from those games. I've got to be honest with you, Rennie. I think 3 points against United, but draw minimum versus Chelsea. I don't think we'll get anything from Chelsea. I think Tuchel will have them fired up. And Jeff says 9 points minimum for me. I would like 15, but extremely unlikely. I think you're right there. I think you're right there. Right. So again, as I say, those are our first five fixtures. Let's see what else we've got here. They did have them all listed. Oh, look, there's a very handsome man. This is interesting. Opening day fixture since the Premier League starts. Our opening day fixtures since our Premier League return. 14-15, 2-2 with Everton. Ujoa scores on the debut and Chris Wood nets a late equaliser. There you are, Dan. You see, he can score and stay onside. 15-16, I was right. We beat Sunderland 4-2. I enjoyed that game. I was sat down the side with a Sunderland fan. So that was extremely nice. And I can say, no way did we know on that day what was going to come that season. 16-17, we lost to Hull. Do you remember that? Gary Lineker in his underpants. Do you remember that? Oh, I mean, we were champions. Hull had just got promoted. Again, we couldn't have seen what was going to come that season, but that maybe just kind of summed it up, really. So we lost to Hull on that one. They've just been promoted. Arsenal, yeah, like we said, we always lose to Arsenal. 17-18, we lost 4-3. Ramsey and Gerrard score in the final 10 minutes to deny City what would have been a rare victory and pretend Shakespeare making a dream start to his permanent tenure. I always forget he was actually permanent manager. 18-19. Man United 2, Leicester City 1. There you go, Vertog. An unfortunate defeat at Old Trafford as the likes of Ricardo and Madison make their debuts under Puel. Puel there. 0-0 with Wolves in 1920. Saves Rodgers from an opening day loss as Dendoncker's goal from a corner is controversially ruled out. Oh, yes, I remember that one. 2021, West Brom 0, City 3. Castagna had a debut goal and a pair of Vardy penalties seal a well-deserved victory. I think we sent them down that season. City 1, Wolves 0. Vardy flicks Ricardo's cross and then City rely on Wolves lack of shooting boots to take 3 points on the opening day. Again, that's another thing. We didn't know what was going to come that season, did we? I'm just going to see if I can get actually anybody's got the fixtures up here. I don't know if the Mercury are going to do it for us. Because they did have them all listed there, but now they have not. No, they're not. We're playing Preston, pre-season friendly, Dan. We're up your end of the woods. We are playing Preston North End away. Just see, I can't. It's not letting me bring anything up. Okay. No, I think, guys, you just have to remember what I said. Give me your thoughts on the fixtures. Give me your thoughts. It is a tough start. I'm not too worried. Like I say, we shouldn't be worried anymore by the likes of the top six. And I think this season, the difference is this season, we can go into the season, I think, with a little bit of a reality check. Because I think we went into last season thinking, yeah, we've been fifth for two seasons. We nearly got Champions League. This is the season we move on. And football has a habit of coming and kicking you in the balls, which it did. So we ended up with not a good season also. I think we'll probably go to this season with a more expectation level will be sort of more realistic, I think. Rene says Man City might win the title again. I went for Chelsea last season. They let me down. I'm not going to fall them this season. I think we can say it is, for me, Man City or Liverpool again. But I do have a sneaky feeling for Tottenham. Might just cause them problems. Yeah, they got Haaland, the great signing. Do you think VAR? Yeah, I think VAR will be seen again, Rennie, unfortunately. Scott says, I don't see Man City winning the league. I think Liverpool will. I think it's going to be another tight one, Scott. Another tight one. 10-0 versus Forest, both home and away wins. Scott, honestly, put a fiver on that. Let's see what you get. And if you do, you can come down here, stay in pool for a week and take me out and treat me. That would be absolutely wonderful, wouldn't it? And Terry says, pretty even spread, really, so no complaints here. You know, you've got to play all these teams, haven't you? There's no point saying, well, you know, you can't not play these teams. So, you know, when can you say whether it's a good time or a bad time to play? There isn't. You just got to play them as it comes out. Right, let's just see here. Okay, I've got all the fixtures. I can get the fixtures up here. So let me have a Desmond. And see if I can get Sky up for you. I mean, I just hope we don't go into this sort of thinking, oh, it's Brentford at home. I'll just take it that easy, you know. Jeff says, when in April we'll be crowned champions. Seriously, it'll be Man City again. So here we go. Let's just run through these quickly before I go. Brentford, like I say, first up, Arsenal away, Southampton home, Chelsea away, Man United home. We've done the opening day. September, three games in September. Brighton away, Villa at home, and Tottenham away. In October, we've got Forest at home. So can we go to Bournemouth away? Yes, on the 8th of October. And let me get my ticket sorted for that as soon as I can. Palace at home on the 15th. Leeds United at home on the 18th. Wolves away on the 22nd. And Man City home on the 29th. So there's five games in October. November only two, because we've got the World Cup, of course, as you well know by now. We have Everton away, Everton away and West Ham away. Boxing Day, I think the World Cup finishes about a week before that. Boxing Day, we host Newcastle. So they were home for Boxing Day. And then, surprise, surprise, we got Liverpool on the 31st of December. Liverpool over the Christmas New Year break. Who absolutely knew? We kick off next year, which is 2023. My God, I can remember celebrating the new millennium. But we kick that off with a home game against Fulham, then away to Forest on the 14th. Don't forget, we'll have an FA Cup match between those two games. Yeah, Brighton on the 21st is our last game in January. February, Villa away, Tottenham home, United away, Arsenal home. That would potentially be a really tough month for us. March, Southampton away, Chelsea home, Brentford away. And then April, five games here. Palace away, Bournemouth home, Man City away, Wolves home, Leeds away and Everton home. Finishing with Fulham away in the start of May, Liverpool home, Newcastle away, West Ham at home. And as it says there, and you can see, and we know there will be all fixtures subject to change. Arsenal kick off the new season. We kick off on the Saturday with a home, well, on Saturday at the moment, with our, we kick off with a home game against Brentford that weekend. There it is. There it is, guys. Thanks for joining me. Rennie on Man City, do you think it'll be Vardy versus Haaland or Daka versus Haaland? Who knows? Who knows? Thanks a lot. That's it. You have been listening to Leicester Till I Die TV. If you are on your favourite podcast platform, we are on all the major podcast platforms, as you can see above me and to my right as I've, or left as you look at it. And that was the Premier League fixtures. Coming up tonight, we have got a bit of a special on. Meat and two veg. Gareth Southgate, should he stay or should he go now? Is he still the man? Does he still turn you on? 9 o'clock tonight, we've got Brad, who is actually I thought he was an in, but he's now a Gareth out, and we've got Anthony, who is a Gareth in at the moment. He's had four games just recently. Would you have sacked Brendan if he'd had he had two losses and two draws. We've had a worse month than that this season. Should we have sat Brendan? So, yes. So, we will find out tonight. It's going to be an interesting one. We started having a quick chat about it last night after his show. And if you haven't checked it out yet, a matter of opinion. And we were talking about what are the most boring sports out there. Watching England at the moment was, of course, one of them. And we did start talking about this afterwards. Yeah. And Dan will confirm it. We were just there. We might as well have done the show last night at 11 o'clock. But 9 o'clock tonight, same channel, same place. Please subscribe if you haven't. YouTube at Leicester Till I Die TV. And if you, as I say, could subscribe, if you could like the video, it would really mean a lot to us. Dan, thank you very much, young man. Great show, Chris. Speak to you, sure, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, you're on your own. So I have a feeling we may be conversing today. And don't forget, Turf Moorhouse TV, that's the place to check out for all your championship fun next season. And it will also be doing some general football stuff as well, I am sure. It's a great channel. Go and give me support. Rene, thanks very much, mate. You take care of yourself as well. Scott, thank you so much, as always, for coming in. Great show, as always. Please, guys, as he says there, please like and subscribe. Please, please do. Arteta for England manager, says Scott. No, just because it would make a load of Arsenal fans happy, and we can't be having that. Anyway, it's been a pleasure. I'll see you tonight at 9 o'clock. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. And remember, whatever you do, don't do anything I wouldn't enjoy. Good night now.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
Sports Social Podcast Network.